Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Focus on defeating and destroying ISIS, a word you didn't hear last night at the Democrat convention. You didn't hear it. They don't want to talk about it. Because in a very true way, they really established ISIS because of weakness. The people in this room know better than anybody else or any other audience what I mean by weakness. But because of weakness, ISIS has been established.
Another dark day in human history. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I woke up this morning. Actually, I woke up a little late. I didn't even want to get out of bed. It was one of those days that I felt something horrible was waiting in the news. And I clicked on the Drudge Report, where I, frankly, yeah, I go there every day for the first headlines. He's the best. And I was shocked to read the following bold headline in the midst of this communist festival in Philadelphia. Muslims behead priest in Normandy church. Storm morning mass, ISIS celebrates. I was stunned. The French terrorists forced the priest to kneel and film the horror attack. Meanwhile, at the communist festival in Philadelphia, run by the harridan Hillary Clinton, there were 61 speeches, zero mentions of ISIS. There were Soviet flags and a Palestinian flag, not one U.S. flag in Philadelphia at the convention. That leads us to the questions of the day. Did you hear the story or did you miss that story? Did you hear the story or did you miss that story? Now, here's the subtext of the story. The vermin who did this, the subhumans who did this, were on watch lists in France. One of the Muslim terrorists, a 19-year-old subhuman who lived close to the church in Normandy, France, was jailed for terrorist offenses following a short trial in France before being released on March 2nd this year. One of these killers of the priest was supposed to be living with his parents with an electronic tag. This is what happens when you have the weakness of a socialist government, as you see with Hollande, who is so interested in the law. But of course, the law didn't protect the priests, did he? Just as the law has not protected the Germans nor the French in all of the other terror attacks, the law is not working. And when the law is not working, what you have to do is establish new laws. New laws that are harsh. Truck attack in Nice, 84 killed. Axeman in Germany injures 5 in Würzburg. Shooting rampage in Munich kills 9. Bomber kills himself, injures 15 in Ansbach. Machete wielder kills woman, pregnant woman in Rutlingen, Germany. July 26, priests executed in Rouen by Muslim fanatics. There is only one question, which is how do we stop them in America? Because most of you don't care about Europe. Most of you could care less about France or Germany or Italy or England. Most of you care only about your own safety, which is quite human. And I was thinking about this morning. I said in order for a war to be fought, people have to be organized. They have to be motivated. They have to be marshaled. They have to be told they're at war. They have to be made vigilant, and they need to be told how to fight the war. Well, they're at war with you. What are you waiting for? A bomb to go off in your daughter's elementary school so you can go and get balloons and clowns and flowers and put them outside the elementary school and go about business as usual? You can't let them do that to you. We're told by the FBI director before he was shamed during the email scandal, which is a shame to even mention, before he lost all credibility during the Hillary email scandal, the FBI director, Mr. Comey, told us there were at least 1,000 Muslims on the terrorist watch list in America. That means what? What does it mean that they have 1,000 Muslims? I didn't say Muslims, of course. That would be racial profiling. 1,000 people. 1,000 people on a terrorist watch list. What would you do if you were advising President Trump with these 1,000 people on the terrorist watch list? I know what I would do. It would be what any sane nation would do immediately. You would round them all up and put them in detention. You would put them in detention in prisons. And then you would hold speedy trials and deport those who you deem unworthy of residence here in the United States. You would execute any of those individuals who were complicit in planning or executing any murders here or abroad. But Obama continues to pretend that there is no war. Obama says there is no war with Islam. Well, I hope he's right. I truly hope he's right. To be frank with you, I hope he's right. And I hope his pacifism has protected lives instead of increased the number of deaths. I've got to tell you, I hope that his liberal pacifism is responsible for the relatively few deaths here in America. Because we're all sitting and waiting for the next one to occur. So there is a war of attrition. I warned you about that yesterday. Remember I said that to you yesterday? I didn't want to talk about the Hague Convention in Philadelphia, which, by the way, is a complete bust. It's a bomb. It's a disaster. It's not attracting very much energy. They all know what it is. It's the Communist Party USA mixed in with a little anti-homophobia messaging, and that's about it. There's nothing there. There's no America there. There's no future there. It's the past. Democrats never mentioned terrorism on day one at DNC, Politico. Not once. Not once. We couldn't find any speaker who mentioned ISIS, Islamic terrorist, or terrorism during the first day of the convention. Why is it, in your mind, that Hillary Clinton will not mention ISIS, Islamic terror, terrorist, or terrorism during the first day of the convention? Why is it that Hillary Clinton will not call for action against ISIS? Why is it the Democrat convention itself is just filled with people who have not only their heads in the sand, but I don't know where to say their heads are? Just got an article from Le Figaro in France. In Dar al-Islam, ISIS called to target churches. In the fifth edition of the French version of Dar al-Islam, an article called for addressing the churches. Now listen to what these subhumans are planning. And I'm quoting now. Always aim at the traffic areas, such as tourist sites, supermarkets, synagogues, churches, Masonic lodges, the permanence of political parties, places of preaching apostates, lists the Islamic propaganda magazine. They say the goal is to instill fear in their hearts. Well, there's a way to instill fear in their hearts, and you know what that is. That's going to take an actual American running America. It's going to take maximum bombing of their stronghold in Raqqa, where everything is killed, including the innocent. There are no innocent in Raqqa. There are no innocent in Raqqa any more than there were innocent in Berlin. Why do you think the United States of America chose to do the horrible thing of dropping two atomic bombs on a Japan that was already crippled militarily? They had no navy, they had no air force. Their land forces have been defeated, but they continue to fight on to the death in Japan. They refused to surrender. So what did True Man do? True Man and his advisors, who were real Americans, decided that to save 1 million American servicemen from death, which is what it would have taken to conquer the home islands of Japan, they decided to drop Fat Boy on Hiroshima and the other one on Nagasaki 2 days later. Only when Japan was broken and fear was instilled in the hearts of every Japanese citizen did the Japanese capitulate. There is no other solution to a fanatical enemy who is steeped in hatred from birth, who uses his holy book as a justification to rape, pillage, murder, and cut the head off an 86-year-old priest. There is no other solution. You know, I don't say the French are weak. They're not weak. The leadership is disgustingly weak. The leadership is run by this creature called Hollande, a socialist weakling of the lowest order. And we in America are run by another socialist Islamist here in America, always justifying the attacks of ISIS, always explaining it away, always pretending it's not happening. They're one and the same. I could move now and say if Hillary wins, it's all over, but you all know that already. To me, it's a very clear choice between death and life. Trump is life, Hillary is death. It's that simple. There's no other choice in my mind, but my mind was made up a long time ago. What would you do if you were advising Trump to stop, in this society, in America, You don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I know it's not in the Daily News because they appease the masses in New York City. It's not in the New York Post. They buried it under a naked picture of a slut from Hollywood or some moron basketball star. No, you won't believe it. If you look at the newspapers, your hair could stand up. Take a look what the New York Post became under Murdoch Jr. Michael Jackson was obsessed with my son. It hasn't been this hot in New York City in nearly 15 years. Donald Trump had a tantrum over air conditioning. Harrison Ford's broken leg fall to film company. TV psychic dies at 53. The deals that failed before Cubs-Yankee trade reality. This is what Murdoch's children have turned the newspaper into. So you have to scroll down and down and down. And listen to the headline they put about around this atrocity. Listen to how they twisted it in order to make sure Islam is never mentioned. France church where priest was killed came up on ISIS hit list. Who is the affirmative action moron who they hired who wrote that? Who is the idiot that the Murdochs hired to write that headline? France church where priest was killed came up on ISIS hit list? Even a stupid journalist couldn't write something like that. Who was it written by? Pocahontas wrote that headline? Bill de Blasio's son wrote that headline? This is what the headline is in the New York Post. But go elsewhere. You can't find it anywhere else. Let's go to the LA Times. What's the headline? Nothing. Campaign update. Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer expected to make a case for Hillary Clinton tonight. No kidding. No, they're going to make a case for Donald Trump. Let's go to the next newspaper. Let's try another one. Wait. Here's the joke of jokes. Here's the joker in the deck. My hometown newspaper. SF Gate. DNC 2016. Hillary Clinton launches new app for election. Al Franken does this. Blah, blah, blah. Not one mention. Not one mention of the beheading of a priest in France. I would say shame on the drug addicts and the sickos at the SF Gate. But there is no shame permitted in an unhuman. Non-humans cannot have shame. This is the problem here. We have non-humans running the media. They've ceased being humans. They have no connection to humanity. Here we have a society which has muscular men and women ready to kill them before they kill us. And I looked at France. I looked at the special forces. They're muscular young Frenchmen. They could snap the necks of these ISIS cretins like breadsticks. They could break their necks like breadsticks! If there was a leader in France like de Gaulle who unleashed them on these vermin, these subhuman, they could go in and break their necks off like breadsticks. Muscular Frenchmen. Strong Frenchmen. Heroic Frenchmen. Imprisoned by the psychotic left. Liberalism, as you know, is a mental disorder and now it's killing people around the world. Oh, we don't want to change our constitution? Said Hollande, that sad sack of a human being. The French have the men capable of killing them and breaking their necks like breadsticks before they kill another priest or rape another young woman or cut the baby out of a 9-month-old pregnant woman as they did in Germany just the other day. Didn't make it to your local paper. There's only one solution to this problem, and that is a leader on the order of Donald Trump. If he does what he says he's going to do at the VFW meeting yesterday, we will all be much safer. If he doesn't, I have no idea what might happen under the corruption of the Clintons, who care only about feathering their own nests. This is the Savage Nation. There are open lines. What would you do to stop ISIS here in America? What would you do today if you had the power with the 1,000 Muslims who are on terror watch lists by the FBI? That is the only question worth answering on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. Headline, Muslims behead priest in Normandy church, storm morning mass, ISIS celebrates. Not one word in the San Francisco newspapers, because it would make Hillary look like what she is, a complete and total disaster for the survival of your child. It would make Trump look like what he is, the only hope we have. the Muslims who are fanatical, you want to call them anything you want, I know you're supposed to say something else, Islamists, but they're Muslims. They're getting this hate from their holy book. They're not inventing it. They're not getting it from a Hallmark card. You can only walk, you know, push it away for so long. They're at war with us. They're at war with the West. They're at war with Christians and Jews. And they're going for all of the weak points, whether it's a picnic, whether it's a celebration where people are relaxed, or now it's a church with an 88-year-old priest who survived World War II. Can you imagine surviving the Nazi occupation of France and leading a quiet, dignified life as a priest in northern France, and to wake up one day and these two animals, these subhumans, come in and make him kneel down, and they cut his head off at the altar of a church in Normandy? Do you know the significance of Normandy? Does this instill fear in you or hate? It doesn't instill fear in me. It instills hatred in me. Are you afraid of hate? Has hatred been beaten out of your soul? You mean only they're allowed to hate? You mean only Hillary's allowed to hate Trump? You read the Bible. There's a time for love, there's a time for hate, there's a time for peace, there's a time for war. There's a time to live, there's a time to die. Maybe I should read that for you. Maybe you should understand that hatred is part of the human condition. Without hatred, you're going to be a dead sheep with your throat cut, symbolically or literally. This is called a war of attrition. A war of attrition means they keep killing you with one slash at a time. And they kill you by a thousand slashes until your nation bleeds to death. I wrote about it in Scorched Earth. My last chance to awaken America. Scorched Earth. You know what that means? It means Obama is leaving America weak and bleeding with Scorched Earth policies. That's what it means.
It's also essential that we suspend the refugee flows from Syria and other dangerous countries so we don't bring into the United States the same terrorism that our American soldiers are fighting overseas. We have to be smart.
Not one mention last night at the Democrat convention of ISIS or terrorism. In my book, Scorched Earth, I ask the following question, and you're going to listen to me, because there's no more important book. From this period on, through the end of the election, there is no more important document than my book, Scorched Earth, which is why I wrote it. I don't need a new car, I don't need a new boat, I don't need a new house. Here's what I wrote. Ever wonder why there are so many young men coming west, but no women, no children? It's because of Hijra, which the Muslims describe as jihad through migration. Who are these traveling jihadists? They're not all from Syria. Many of them are from Bosnia. It really doesn't matter where they're coming from. What matters is where they're going. Germany. How did it happen that a nation with a strong conservative bent was suddenly overrun in the opposite direction? Well, you can thank those within its government who are liberalizing its immigration policies and in the process destroying Germany. And I talk about that. And then I say to me, evil exists. Evil is a leader who does not respect the wishes of the people. Delusional population of like-minded psychotics. That would describe the entire Democrat National Committee meeting. A delusional population of like-minded psychotics. But then I write, the rest of us have a right to our own national identity. We the people have a right to secure borders, just as we have a right to secure doors and windows in our houses. Inherent in our Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, is our right to resist illegal search and seizure. The government has no right to break into your car without a warrant, to break into your house without a warrant. You're protected there. So what gives Muslims the right to break into your country? Who gives Obama the right to bring in 10,000 or 100,000 Muslim men? No matter what happens, bombs go off, heads are rolling. Paris gets shot up, and the psychotic leftists like Angela Merkel are still going to bring in a million Muslims into Germany that is shouting no more immigrants. Here in America, we're shouting no more immigrants. And in case you don't know what we're talking about, an elderly priest in Normandy, France, was going about his business, a man who had survived the Nazis of World War II, when two Muslim subhumans broke into the church, cut his head off in front of the nuns, and then gave a sermon in Arabic before they were pursued and shot dead by French police. If you can believe it, there are still French police who would like to snap their necks like breadsticks before they touch another Frenchman. But because of the socialists like Obama, their hands are tied. Their guns are put into their drawers in a lockbox. What else can be done? Well, a lot can be done. It's not the only thing is to go in and arrest them. I wrote about hiring hackers. And I write about it in a whole chapter on how to win the war against terrorism. And I talk about get the hackers off the seesaw. Let them get fully involved in this fight for survival. We have to get rid of the rules of engagement, like those Obama has imposed upon our fighting men. Pilots are coming back from sorties and saying they couldn't even drop their bomb loads because one of the girls in the Obama sorority told them not to drop the bombs on a target in Iraq because we might have some collateral damage. And it's the same thing going on here. We are crippled from the communist mentality, the top-heavy bureaucracy that's been established long before Obama, which is now metastasized into a Frankenstein. And then I said I have another suggestion on how to wrangle the hackers we so desperately need. I mentioned educating the droning hackers. Show them some of the beheading and murder videos that ISIS has posted. Show them the priest's head being cut off in the church because they filmed it. Did you know that? Show them the Syrian pilot being set on fire in a cage. Show them a small group of Arab men in a cage slowly being lowered into water and drowned. Tell the hackers that if they don't stop the subhumans who did that, they'll be suffering the same fate at the hand of a soulless enemy. And I write after that they'll be glad to break into ISIS networks for the U.S. military. Patriotism, I write, may be a foreign concept to a lot of these people, but fear is universal. Scare them and they will help. It's the same way we got rocket scientists to come to our side after the fall of Nazi Germany. Those guys had a choice. Come to America and work for us, or go to the USSR and live in a forced labor camp. The Germans who weren't captured and forced to work for Stalin chose to come to America. And without the know-how they brought, they created the V-2 rockets in Germany, as you know. Without the know-how they developed in creating the V-2 rockets, it would have taken us years longer to get into space. And ironically, without the space program, we wouldn't have the satellites and microchips and miniaturized cameras that make the internet and cell phones possible. At least they would have taken many, many, many more years to develop. Without the Nazis, ISIS would be toothless. And I say, I think this plan would work because I understand hackers. I get along with them because we think the same way. Fundamentally, when you think about talk radio, if it's truly rebellious, it's actually hacking the mentality of the nation. And I'm telling you, if we're good at talk radio, we're going up against the status quo, and we're hacking the mainstream BS. In talk radio, we say, no, that's not what it is. We're going to take down that big lie, and we're going to tell you what we think the truth is. And I write, I would suspect that I have a large number of individuals in the hacking community who listen to the show because they think the same way. Even so, this is too critical to leave to chance, which is why we can't just seek out brilliant people and ask them to do it. Some might come because, like the rocket scientists, they'd rather work for Uncle Sam than for Uncle Abdul. The rest, I would force them to do it. I've said that before, and I have a whole chapter on why we must force the conscription of hackers. We must force Mark Zuckerberg to give up some of his workers to the United States military or the NSA to work for the government. And force Mark Zuckerberg, the great patriot, for example, to pay them their full salaries that they would be earning at Facebook while they're saving America from the next terrorist attack. This is all original thinking. It's all in my forthcoming book out right after Labor Day called Scorched Earth. It is available right now on Amazon. And yes, I do want you to order it. Yes, I do want a message sent all up and down the book chain that we're all not morons waiting for Hillary Clinton to put us all in chains. Yes, I do want to send a message, and I have no other way to do it than through my radio show and through my writings. There is no other way. I don't give speeches. I don't travel around. I'm not running for office. And that's why I suggest the title is the message. The medium is the message, Scorched Earth. Now, this French priest story is shocking. It's so shocking that people have reverted to humor. So I went to my Facebook page, and people wrote this. It wasn't Islamic terrorism. The two Muslims were upset because the church used an air conditioner. Air conditioning is more threatening than terrorism. They were upset about it. They heard John Kerry's speech. People write other things. Had a hugging session been in place along with singing Kumbaya, I'm sure the priest would still be alive. As we all know, sociopathic murderers respond kindly to kindness. The liberals will be screaming that the killers shouldn't have been shot. They should have been tasered. Another person wrote, well, it was obviously caused by the insensitivity of the Catholic Church. How dare they hold mass when Muslims live in the same town? Another one writes, still think these animals can be tamed? Do you still believe that coexisting with these merciless barbarians is possible? Well, someone writes, what needs to be done? Another one writes, this is what Obama and Hillary want to import to the U.S. by bringing hundreds of thousands of Syrian Muslims here with absolutely no way to guarantee a large portion of them aren't ISIS terrorists. The lessons of Europe are being totally lost on the liberals in America. And on and on. People are not stupid. You cannot talk to liberals. Don't even waste your time. Liberals are brainwashed. If you tell them that a priest was beheaded by Muslims, his head was cut off, he was 86 years old, you know what kind of answers you would get? They would make you crazy. They would say that either he deserved it, I don't like religion, the Catholics deserve it, bring in more of them and they'll accommodate us. You have no idea what liberalism is. They will kill all of us unless we take control and take the reins of our nation. And I think we have a very slim chance of doing so, but we still have a chance to do so in November. Very slim chance, because the Democrats have so stocked the pond with illegitimacy that I don't know that we can save the nation. That devil in the White House has flooded America with people from countries that never belonged here. Last night after the show, I was in an eyeglass store somewhere near where I live. There was a Muslim family, 6 children. The man must have weighed 350 pounds. I know he doesn't work. I guarantee you he was on welfare. She was in a full burqa. I walked out muttering to myself, this is the America of the future. This is the America of the future. Don't work. Practice a religion that hates everybody else. How in the world can a nation survive this? A nation can survive its fools and even the criminals, but it cannot survive an enemy within. It cannot survive a traitor within. I think that I should go to the callers because I'm on a certain path here that if I continue on this path, it's liable to get me into a state that I don't want to be in. I think I've said all I can possibly say at this juncture about what must be done to protect this country. But I'm going to ask you, how would you protect America? We have 1,000 or more. There could be 10,000 for all you know. Since Comey didn't tell us the truth about Hillary, how do we know it's only 1,000? How do we know amongst those many thousands that are on the watch list, some of them don't work for the FBI? Some of them don't work for Jay Johnson and DHS. Some of them are not in the White House itself. Some of them are not in every department of this country. How do we know how many work in this government? It's as though we have been occupied already. Every day I wake up and I think that the government itself has been occupied by ISIS or ISIS sympathizers or ISIS propagandists. It doesn't matter anymore because there's no discussion of it at the DNC. What does that tell you Hillary will do if, God forbid, that Harridan criminal is elected? What would you do? Tommy on DRC has an original idea. Tommy, tell us what you think must be done with those people on the watch list.
What I think should be done is the same thing that they do in New York State. You put them on a public list, like they do with the sex offenders, like a registry. Let the police check on them weekly or monthly and have the public aware of their surroundings know that these people live near them and watch them.
Yeah, but if we did that, tell me what the lawyers from NYU would be saying and what they were doing. Tell me what the psychotic liberal lawyers in New York City would be doing if you put the Muslims on terror watch lists and made their names public. Tell me what the lawyers would do.
They would try and sue us and tear us apart, as usual.
Right, that's why the lawyers have to be put on the watch lists as well and say that they're complicit in terrorism, that they're aiding and abetting terrorism by preventing us from defending ourselves. What gives a lawyer a right to tell us to die? Who gives a piece of garbage from NYU the right to tell me I have to die? Who is this cretin from NYU or Columbia or Harvard? Who told this little man with a law degree he has more power than I do over my own life?
Killing ourselves. I have a second solution also, if you want to hear that.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Anyone on that terrorist watch list. If they're here illegally, deport them immediately. President,
I'd go a step further. Anyone on the watch list, deport them and their whole family immediately and seize all of their assets and all their possessions. Deport their entire family. I don't want to hear that they didn't know he was doing it. They didn't know he was radical. They had no idea he was doing this. They had no idea he was doing that. They didn't know there was an ISIS flag in his drawer. This is all bullcrap. They all know it. They know which ones amongst them are oriented that way. And if they won't rat him out, then throw them all out. If they won't rat out the would-be terrorists, then throw them all out. That's the bumper sticker. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. What is it going to take for America to awaken to the fact that they are at war with us? What is it going to take for the American people to awaken to the idea that you have a crazy president who, at the same time the terrorism is escalating around the world, with one attack after another, through the war of attrition, that, by the way, the Arabs are well known for. This is not anything new in their history. They've been known to take on bigger populations and bigger armies through a war of attrition, meaning kill them by a thousand slashes. You probably never heard that. But it's a well-known tactic that was used by early Arab armies as they conquered a good portion of the world. If they kill you by a thousand slashes, that means they cut you one at a time, one at a time, one at a time, until you bleed to death. And so you can say, well, what's the difference? They killed a priest in Normandy today, cut his head off. I'll go on with my day. I can't worry about it. Well, you can't worry about it. That's what you pay the sick government to do. That's what you pay the president to do. That's what you pay Jay Johnson of DHS to do. That's what you pay the FBI director to do. That's what you pay the doofuses in the military to do. You pay through your nose. Your taxes are through the roof. You don't pay for welfare for lazy bums. You pay to protect this nation. Are they protecting you well enough? Are they protecting you well enough? Then why does he want to bring in thousands of more Muslim men from Syria and other nations? What does this devil have in mind? What does this demon in the White House have in mind that he would keep doing this in an age of terror? As terror escalates, you would think a rational man would say, all right, I'm a good liberal, I have a progressive idea, but even I have to realize that this may not be a good idea for the safety of the nation. After all, I have two daughters. I don't want them growing up in a crazy nation where they can get hurt. You would think that reason would enter the mind of Michelle Obama. Isn't she such a great lady? Isn't she such a brilliant woman? Isn't she such a great speaker? You would think she's so brilliant, perhaps the most brilliant woman in the world, that even she would wake up one day and say, wait a minute, Barry, this may not be such a great idea. They're killing everyone in Europe that they can get their hands on, and in Germany. We've had one terrorist attack after another here. Maybe we should slow down, Barry. But why do these two radicals not slow down? Why is it that the so-called First Lady and the so-called President, why do they continue on this suicidal agenda for America? You really have to analyze what their intent really is. And you don't have to go any further than the Democrat convention itself, if that's what you want to talk about. Here you have the most corrupt criminal possible who's not in prison running for the presidency. Here is a woman who is, the corruption is literally pouring out of her mouth dress. Her dress is literally stained with the signals of corruption running all over her. Last night there were 61 speeches, not one mention of terror or ISIS. There was not one American flag in the audience, nor on stage. There were Palestinian flags and Soviet flags. How can any of you ever vote for her? I don't understand where your head is at, unless you're a government worker. Then I understand, because you're corrupt.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Hillary Clinton wants to bring in, if you can believe this, 550% more than President Obama. More. And Tim Kaine wrote a letter very recently asking for more than even Hillary wants. What are we doing? What are we doing?
The war continues against the West. This morning, subhumans from ISIS broke into a church in Normandy and cut the throat of a Catholic priest, 84 years old, before they were killed by French police. Two nuns and two worshippers were in the church in the town of Saint-Étienne de Rouvray in Normandy when the men came in through a back door and shouted, Allahu Akbar. Again, they are not Muslim, of course. It's workplace violence. Nothing to see here. Move along. They were probably psychologically weakened youths or teenagers. And unfortunately, the French responded, I think, overreacted, because they killed him. One of the nuns escaped and called for help, and after an hour-long standoff, the evil cops in France killed the Muslim assailants and freed three hostages. And I think that the United Nations should investigate these French police immediately for not having tasered them or offered to convert 1,000 townspeople into Islam in order to save their lives. ISIS swiftly claimed responsibility for the attack, and Obama swiftly ignored the attack, said nothing. Hillary swiftly ignored the attack, went on and on and on about children, the environment, and homophobia. Meanwhile, France is already shocked and wounded, reeling from strikes by Muslim terrorists. ISIS announced the following and said the perpetrators of the Normandy church attack are soldiers of the Islamic State who carried out the attack in response to calls to target countries of the Crusader Coalition. One hostage, that means another elderly parishioner, suffered life-threatening injuries in the attack on the church. Can you imagine if it was your mother in a Catholic church, one of the true believers left, who goes to church quietly in the morning, and one of these subhumans cut her with a knife? Now, who are these two pieces of garbage who did it, who are now dead, thank God? One of the unnamed attackers was a resident of the town, listen to this, who had tried to travel to fight in Syria in 2015, but was sent back by Turkish authorities and jailed in France. Wait, he had been jailed. But the liberal socialist moron released him in March of 2016. Wait, it gets even better. And allowed the Muslim fanatic to live with his parents while wearing an electronic bracelet that allowed so-called authorities to monitor his movement. The idiot François Hollande decried the ignoble terrorist attack. Of course, he should be thrown out of office for all of these attacks. Any sane nation would have thrown him out a long time ago. Any sane nation would have impeached Obama. Any sane nation would have thrown whatever her name is. I can't remember her name. My tongue is tied. Let's see what the great Pope had to say. That moron Pope. Lenin's Pope, as I called him in Government Zero. Lenin's Pope, who said we should take in more Muslims. Hiding behind stone walls there in the Vatican, that liar. He issued a statement from Poland where the Pope was visiting. I cry out to God with all men of goodwill. And I invite all non-believers to shut up. Just shut up. There's nothing more you could say about this. Pope Francis also voices pain and horror. That's very muscular. The despicable attack comes amid a spate of recent terror attacks in France and Germany, including Tunisian Mohamed Lahouchi, who held truck rampage in Nice on July 14th. Remember that? One after the other? Oh, you forgot that already. Did you hear about the attack the other day in Germany where a Muslim cut a 9-month-old pregnant woman to death in the streets? Didn't hear about that? As part of its beefed-up security operation in France, some 700 schools and Jewish synagogues and 1,000 mosques. What are they putting mosques under military protection for? Here is liberalism at its most insane. They're protecting mosques now so they can go hide in the mosques. Look how insane this is. Let's see. Let's protect the churches and the synagogues, which the ISIS has said they want to attack. But we don't want to show that we're unfair and we're racist. So we're going to take our scarce police resources and protect Muslims now. They're not protecting Muslims. What they're doing is letting the future perpetrators of terror hide in mosques. I will remind you what Erdogan, the Islamist of Turkey, said not a few years ago, where he said, the minaret is our sword and the mosque is our fortress. Ask the Israelis about mosques. Ask any Israeli what a mosque is used for in the Arab territories, and they will tell you what mosques are. They're hiding places for murderers. I can't awaken you. It's impossible. The bum was arrested after shooting himself in the leg and was found with heavy weapons. Well, I can't go into this. I just can't go on to it anymore. I can just tell you that unless we awaken, more of us are going to die. One attack after another, and we're sitting here with the stupid idiots at the Democrat convention talking about, what are they talking about? Tell me exactly what Hillary Clinton stands for other than defeating Donald Trump. What is her platform? Is it borders, language, and culture? No. What is her platform? Elect me so I can rob more. What does Hillary Clinton want to do if she becomes president? Flood America with more illegal aliens from Mexico, Honduras, many of whom are infected. Huge families, most of whom don't work. They will never assimilate. Multiculturalism is a disaster. It's a time bomb. It's a demographic time bomb that has gone off. Multiculturalism is the greatest Trojan horse ever invented by the left to destroy the homogeneity of a nation, to destroy whatever was left of race relations. That is what multiculturalism was intended to do, divide and conquer, destroy and weaken. But I don't want to get ahead of myself with the philosophy of what they're doing or why they're doing it. We all know they're criminals, and they're not protecting us, and they belong in prison. There is no world leadership in the West, which is why ISIS gets away with this. Why do you think the rats keep attacking? Because they can smell weakness. If there was someone strong who would react properly to this, such as, okay, we have 1,000 people on terror watch lists in America. We're going to do the following. We're going to detain you in special detention camps, and we're going to seize all of your assets, and we're going to deport your families if there's another terror attack coming from you. One more terror attack from you, and we're going to deport your whole family. But nothing is done like that. Why is nothing done like that? Because of the lawyers at NYU, Columbia, Stanford, Harvard, all of the twisted sisters of the law profession are literally crippling us. The Lilliputians with law degrees are crippling us. Why are they not reacting? Okay, 855-407-282. No matter what you think should be done, won't be done as long as the snake is in the White House. Whatever you think should be done, some of which you are thinking should be done, would be done if Donald Trump wins. No matter what you are thinking should be done to protect yourself and your wife and your children, will not be done if Hillary Clinton wins. It will get far worse. We will have attack after attack in this country until eventually it is too late. How can anyone vote for any of these psychotics in the Democrat Party unless they are feeding off the trough? I do not understand. If you're a government worker, I can understand voting for Hillary Clinton. If you're a state worker working for a state party apparatchik, I can see voting for a Democrat. If you get millions and millions of dollars a year because of contracts with the corrupt Democrat machine here in San Francisco, one way or the other, or you work for one of the corrupt machines, I can see it. If you're Paul Simon and you're a weakling from Kew Gardens, New York, still espousing your stupid liberalism all these years later, go ahead. Did you hear that last night? In this croaky little voice, old Paul Simon, they dragged him out to sing at the convention. Do we have that on tape, a little bit of that? These people never change, by the way. Nothing can change them. Once a communist, always a communist. No matter how many millions of dollars they make, they still hate America. No matter how many millions of dollars they make, they still espouse that as though they are the man on the bottom, the struggling worker of the world unite. Here he is, Paul Simon himself. Last night at the Democrat National Convention.
I'm yes. On your side.
Oh, God.
When times get rough and friends
things just can't be.
Paul, you know, Paul, stop. I knew him in junior high school. I went to the same school with him. I'm not jealous of him. I've greatly surpassed him. It doesn't matter what I think of him personally. This is the best the Democrats can do in an age of terrorism. Dredge up an old hippie guitarist from the 1960s and sing Bridge Over Troubled Waters. This is what this party stands for today. Ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, I rest my case. I'll be back in a moment.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Wake up this morning, I didn't want to get out of bed. It was one of those days. Some days, I don't know, I have like an intuition, something horrible has happened. I don't want to even look at the news. I didn't watch the DNC convention last night. All I heard was that weakling Paul Simon was singing there. I said, boy, does that ever symbolize where they have, where they're coming from. A dredged up old hippie from the 60s with a broken voice singing Bridge Over Troubled Waters. I said, this is the best they could do. And I click on the Drudge Report. Muslims behead priest in Normandy church. Storm morning mass. ISIS celebrates. Where is the response from the Catholic League here in America? Nothing. Not a word out of Mr. Donovan. Where is Donovan? We need Ray Donovan now. Not the Donovan from the Donovan from the Catholic League. We need Ray Donovan to fight them. French terrorists forced priest to kneel and filmed horror attack. Then they jumped on the altar and gave a sermon in Arabic. Church was on ISIS hit list, which said attack churches and synagogues. Yesterday, there was the Democrat convention, 61 speeches, not one mention of terror or ISIS. Not one American flag in the audience. Soviet flags, Palestinian flag. You have a choice, a real choice, and unless you work for the federal government or you're one of the gangsters making money on a contract, and you don't care about whether your son or your daughter survives America, and you're only a greedy man, go ahead and vote for her, because that's about what you're going to be doing, is digging their own grave, digging a grave for them. You know, the funny thing is here, look, I have a big ego like everyone else in radio. You have to have a big ego to do this job. But my ego has its limitations. In other words, I know reality. Well, it doesn't matter what number of people are listening to this show at any time. Let's say it's large. Then the exact numbers can be looked at. Yes, it's true that this is the number one streaming radio show in the United States of America. It's the number one streaming talk show, meaning on iPhones or Androids. I have a 25 share. The next one has a 13 share. So it has a large audience around the world. But it's still minuscule compared to the world of individuals. It's not a large audience in terms of the audience of people who need to do something to be awakened. They're not awakened because they've been put asleep. They've been anesthetized. They've been narcotized by the leadership that is not leadership. The leadership may as well be leadership for ISIS, for what it's doing to Germany, to France, to England, and to America. It may as well be propaganda, the propaganda arm of the new Hitlers and headscarves. But we, the people, still have the power to protect ourselves in America. So what does this mean? You should go to church with a gun in your hand if you're a license to carry? Do I have to answer that question? Does this mean that if you're a Jew and you go to synagogue and you have the license to carry, you should carry a gun into synagogue? Do I have to answer that question? Do I even have to ask that question? I know someone who carried a gun in a synagogue since 1982, since the Palestinians executed innocent Jews. Back in the 80s, he was carrying a weapon when he wasn't even allowed to. I said, why would you do a thing like that? He said, because I'm not going to go down begging for my life and seeing my children killed by them. I'll kill them first. I'll go out with a fight. That was the right spirit. That's the spirit we need to defeat these subhumans. Now, of course, the immigration policies are at the heart of the whole problem. We have to slam the door shut. We have to deport. Millions of people have to be deported from this country. You'll say, wait a minute, what are you talking about deporting? We can't deport. What do you mean we can't deport people? If they're here illegally, why can't they be deported legally? Well, okay, this is something we'd have to work out if Trump wins. If she wins, nothing good is going to happen. Everything bad will happen. Nothing good will happen with regard to the war on terror. Everything bad will happen. More will die. More Muslim terrorists will be brought in. More diseased immigrants will be brought in who will never assimilate to this nation. Never in a million years will they assimilate to this nation. Never. So let's not have some fun. Let's take some calls. How are you going to join this resistance against the Islamic fascists amongst us? What are you doing in your personal life as part of the resistance against the Islamic invasion of the United States of America? We all know that it doesn't matter whether Obama is a Muslim or not a Muslim. It doesn't matter whether he is a sympathizer with terrorism or not. It doesn't matter. What matters is that he may as well be. By not fighting it, by being complicit in it, by acting as though it is not happening, he is complicit in it. Either you are for our survival or you are against our survival. We all know that. So what does Hillary Clinton stand for? Does she stand for anything different than Obama? Has she given a speech saying, when I become president, I will fix this terror in the United States of America, all these attacks we've had, by doing X, Y, and Z? The only one saying it is Donald Trump, the man you people on the left don't seem to like very much. I hear things about him that he never even said. He's homophobic, they say. Where is anything in his statements homophobic? I don't get it. And they throw it all in like a shopping list, the mad people. He's this, he's that. And who do they pick to sing last night? Here it is, the broken little man from Kew Gardens, New York. Bridge over troubled waters himself. Here's the symbol of the entire Democratic Convention. Here it is, Paul Simon, Bridge over troubled waters. Go ahead, play the little man. Oh, please, stop it. It's not 1965, Paul. Wake the hell up, idiot. First picture of one of ISIS terrorists who forced French priest to kneel before brutally slitting his throat. French nun relives terrifying moment. She fled ISIS church, killing an emotional interview, paying tribute to murdered priest. Bridge over troubled waters. You hear? This is the best the Democrats can do. Let's go to the callers. What would you do to stop the next Islamic attack in America? There are many things that we could do as American citizens. Never mind protecting ourselves by locking our door, putting on our burglar alarm, loading our guns. There's a lot more we could do. We could start by throwing out all of the progressives who are killing us all. We can start by throwing them out as fast as possible. What would you do? How would you defeat them? KSFO online. Daniel's calling from Germany. Daniel, what's your answer?
Hi, Michael. The thing is, I'm not calling about what could we do to stop the Muslims. I'm actually calling from Germany. And I have 2 points to make. The first point is, you said repeatedly over the last shows that there was a false flag about the Munich shooter who was claimed to have said he had been born in Germany. And the thing is, there's actual video of him saying that. Doesn't change anything.
Wait. The videos are showing what? Please confirm what you just said.
There's a video from the shooter of Munich, and the shooter was saying, like, well, in bad German, I was born in Germany, and, you know, if I had to translate it, it would be like, I have been born in Germany, something like that, you know?
Yeah, so yes, but he was a follower of ISIS, according to Walid Shubat, who reads Arabic.
Yes, no argument here.
Because the German media completely distorted that attack and said he was a bullied teen. They changed the reality of it. They're lying about it. That's what you're saying.
Yes, you're completely right about that. And the second thing is, I'm calling you up on last night's show, and you actually asked the question, like, where are all the German men? Why is no one putting up with that? And I'm trying to give you an answer about that. And you see, it's there's a few people in Germany who actually know the dangers of Islam. The problem is just we're not a free society anymore.
No, I know. Angela Merkel has turned it into a police state. Angela, I know that you're taking a big risk even calling this show in America. I get what's going on in Germany. Angela Merkel is a fascist dictator.
Michael, do you actually know what happens in Germany if you publicly say that you want to silence the refugees, if you want them gone?
Aren't you arrested by the fascist dictator and her Gestapo?
That can happen. It usually doesn't happen. Usually you lose your job, you lose your work. You lose your flat.
That's wonderful. So this is what the Gestapo is now doing in Germany under the progressive Angela Merkel, the former communist soldier. Why do you think she wants to do this to Germany? Why is she flooding you with a million Syrian refugees? What is she trying to do by bringing them in? What is she intending to do here?
Personally, I'd have to guess about that. My best guess is it's about money. Because, you see, all those refugees who come here, they all need to be accommodated. And there's an actual industry around this. Like, the towns can't do that all on their own.
So, yes, that's exactly who the criminals are here in America. They're all Democrats. By the way, they're not all Democrats here. Many of them are Republicans, incidentally, making fortunes that people could never imagine on housing them, feeding them, providing them with flat-screen televisions, swimming pools, lessons. You have no idea how many billions of dollars are being spent on these Muslims being brought in here, as well as the South, those from south of the border. And it's not limited to the Democrat machine, by the way, here. Many, many Republicans are in the same business. I thank you for calling from Germany. So, in other words, greed. When the last, who was it I said was Karl Marx who wrote? When the last capitalist is hung, we will hang him with the rope he manufactured. That's what Karl, I think it was Karl Marx who said that. That used to be said with some degree of chagrin in the 1960s. When we hang the last capitalist, we will hang him with the rope that he manufactured. This is what the refugee chain is all about. KSFO, Brian, line four, what would you do if you were advising the government to stop the next ISIS attack? Go ahead, please.
Mike, just got back from a trip to Italy. But the thing I noticed was the Italian militia was everywhere. They were armed and they were walking the streets. Of course, it was tourist areas. And I thought of you when I was in the Vatican and the museum, etc. But, you know, I think there's some kind of culture. There's a connection of sorts between Italy and what's going on. And I know I met a guy on the plane that had to go down and be deployed to Catania, which is in Sicily. And there's access, but there's also... Correct me if I'm wrong. Has there been an incident on Italian soil? I don't think so, or maybe I just don't remember.
No, you see, unfortunately, Italy is not the Italy you have an image from the movies. Sicily has been overrun by Muslims and Africans. Did you know that? And do you know why? Do you know who runs Sicily today? It's not the Sicily of Don Corleone. It's a Sicily run by sissies. Did you know that? Did you know that what is happening in America is happening in Germany is happening in Sicily because the sissies took over Sicily and they're flooding Sicily with Africans in particular on their route to London. They are housing them, clothing them, feeding them. I met a young Sicilian guy. He was 18, 20 years old here in San Francisco. I said, how come you left your city in Sicily, your town? He said, there are no jobs. We have a 50 or 60% unemployment rate. He said the idiots who are running Sicily are giving jobs to the Africans and to the Muslims. I bet you don't even know that. The same exact insanity is occurring in what you thought was a stronghold of Italian pride and Italian masculinity. It is not, unfortunately. The same, quote, progs who have destroyed the West are also destroying Sicily. Okay, my friends, when I come back, well, I'm not going anywhere. This is the only topic worth talking about, but maybe we should take a hiatus, not as a break, a fundamental break, but we have some sound that's worth playing. Some good stuff. And that is the sound from last night at the Progressive Festival in Philadelphia. And some of it you can't hear because it was shouting and yelling, typical liberal stuff. So let's have some fun now. Let's play Bernie the Seltzer Man Sanders in clip number one.
We need leadership in this country which will improve the lives of working families, the children, the elderly, the sick, and the poor. We need leadership which brings our people together and makes us stronger. By these measures, any objective observer will conclude that
Get him off. Give him a seltzer out in Brooklyn. Buy him off. Get rid of him. Again, the same thing, an age of terror. Here he is going out with the same 1970s message. children, the elderly, the sick, and the poor. Again, over and over and over again. Now, it gets even worse in clip number two on C-SPAN, where he talks about what he really is about, which is communism and revolution, in clip two. Play it.
Together, my friends, we have begun a political revolution to transform America, and that revolution, our revolution, continues.
Oh, God.
Election days come and go, but the struggle of the people to create a government
that
represents all of us and not just the 1%.
I can't take it anymore, because to me, as an observer who is a student of politics, this election is clearly an election for the soul of America. It's very clear. It's never been this clear. In our entire life, we've actually never seen the clarity that we currently have. In the past, Obama was a faker. Remember, he never said he was going to become this Islamist, communist, radical revolutionary. Remember? He never said that. He made believe he was like one of us. He made believe he was an honest one of us. He made believe he was just a good guy, a man who was half black, half white, who knew all about racism, who was going to bring us together, and he was going to clean things up. Remember that? He faked it. He never said he was a front man for the revolution. Now we see clearly that they are revolutionary communists. Look, let me make it even more clear. In Europe, they know the difference between socialism, communism. They have names for the parties. They have names for the parties. The Democrat Party today is not Democrat Party. It's CPUSA. The platform of Hillary and Bernie Sanders is the identical platform of the CPUSA, the Communist Party USA. So you have a choice. Do you want outright communism in America, or do you want the America that you are currently living in, but better? Because you have a clear choice. There's no, in my mind, there's not even any confusion. Hillary Clinton stands for the corruption of the ex-Soviet Union, where the pigs on top wallow in the billions that they rob with impunity. That's what she stands for. And the rest of us eat dirt, and the middle class shrinks, where there's only a rich class and a poor class. I remember when I was growing up, I used to ask my mother, what's wrong with communism? Well, I didn't know as a kid. I kept hearing how dangerous communism was in the 50s. What does a kid know? And my mother was not an educated woman, but she was pretty smart. She said, well, here in America, we have a large middle class. And I said, so what don't they have there? She said, they don't have a middle class. It's the rich and the poor. The rich in communist, in the Soviet Union, meaning the government workers, and those who get contracts steered to the government workers. Think of Pelosi. Think of Feinstein. Think of Boxer. Think of all of the stinkers who make believe that they're for the little people, when in fact, they've never, ever had it so good. They've never seen anything like this in their life, that they can do things that are today legal, that in another time would never have been legal, like steering contracts to relatives for solar firms that don't even produce a kilowatt of energy in the Mojave Desert. Things like that. You know, little stuff like that. The green gangsters. This is one of the most lucrative scams ever invented in history. So you say, well, what do they want for America? Don't they care about tomorrow? Don't they care about their grandchildren? The answer is no. No, the answer is no. If you read Prezi's Honor, you'll know exactly why the answer is no. They don't care about tomorrow. They care about the dollar today, not about the children of tomorrow. So what are you doing in your life, knowing that the terrorists are around us, that they're not being rounded up by the FBI and the DHS? What are you doing to protect yourself? Have you changed your life in any way? I think that's the most interesting question I could ask at this point in the program. Have you changed your life in any way? And if so, how? What are you doing differently? What are you doing differently to protect yourself and your family? Because surely anyone who's listening to this show is not an ordinary American. Let's start with that. If you're tuned into this program, that means you're already tuned in. You're tuned into what's going on in the world. The old adage of turn on, tune in, drop out. Well, it's a little different with the Savage Nation. It's a little different. It's tune in, turn on, and load your Glock. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
That is the story of this country, the story that has brought me to this stage tonight. The story of generations of people who felt the lash of bondage, the shame of servitude, the sting of segregation, but who kept on striving and hoping and doing what needed to be done so that today I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves.
Oh, God, how can we take this garbage from Michelle Obama, a spoiled, rotten, rich girl from the get-go? Who is she fooling? Every day, the victim, Michelle Obama, surrounded by 72 personal assistants, abusing the taxpayer as often as possible with little help from Wolfie Blitzer and Jakey Tapper, never talking about the abuse of the taxpayer by this poor victim. You'd think she herself rose up from bondage. And now you understand the rest of the story. Gallup poll says Clinton's unfavorable rating hits all-time high. That's actually good news. I mean, the people are waking up. A new Gallup poll released hours before Hillary Clinton was to be nominated as a Democrats Party's candidate shows that 57% of respondents view her unfavorably. Are they really waking up to her and Citizen Kane, two bookends of corruption? Do you know who Kane actually is? Do you know why he was picked? Because this corrupt guy can deliver Virginia. How can he deliver Virginia? Virginia was once a Republican state. By flooding Virginia with Hispanics, illegal aliens in other words, and then granting them driver's licenses, he opened the door to them voting, and the rest is history. He is a twin of Jerry Brown. Citizen Kane, Jerry Brown, exactly the same. Both Jesuits, both revolutionaries, and both anti-American to their core, in my estimation. Both of them using paralegal or sublegal or sub rosa legal methodology to assure themselves permanent power. So that's why she picked them. I guess she feels that another white guy would bring over the white male, and perhaps there are enough stupid white men in America to vote for her. Why they would do that, I don't know, other than they're ignorant. They're just not aware of the fact of who Timothy, of this guy Kane is. Citizen Kane is a very dangerous demagogue. Okay, my friends. You are going to have the floor on this program when I come back, which is, what would you do to stop the next Islamic attack in America? Why were there no American flags at the Democrat convention? Why was ISIS not mentioned once at the Democratic convention? Why is there no mention of Islamic terrorism? Show me one newspaper that has published a story that is on the Drudge Report. Muslims behead priest in Normandy church, storm morning mass, ISIS celebrates. Show me one American newspaper that is not owned 100% by the internationalists, and I will send you a free copy of Scorched Earth. Show me one newspaper in America that is showing this story and what it really means in California, and I will send you a free copy of Scorched Earth. Well, I would give it to you if you'd call the show, but you know you can't show me one newspaper in America that is talking about the dangers of radical Islam right here in America, or what they just did to this poor 86-year-old priest.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Normandy church terror. ISIS knife men made priest 84 kneel as they slit his throat. Others were taken hostage. Weakling socialist president Francie Hollande said ISIS had declared war on France. Now, instead of resigning, the weakling socialist president of France, did nothing. The hostage was an 84-year-old father, Jacques Hamel, survived the Nazis. Can you imagine surviving the Nazis, leading a peaceful life as a clean man in Normandy in France? It's so significant to me. In this little town in Normandy, a few parishioners are there, and this subhuman Muslim comes into the church by the back door screaming, Allah Akbar. One of the attackers was named as Adel Kermici. I would throw the whole family out. I would deport the whole family. All of them have to go. A sane nation would not permit murderers in their midst. The poor church leader, the priest rather, was filmed as he was forced to kneel before the sadistic killers, cut off his head, one of the nuns who escaped said. A statement by the subhumans in the Islamic State this afternoon claimed two of its, quote, soldiers had carried out the attack. What kind of soldiers would do this to an innocent, unarmed priest? Now, the French sent in their special police, who killed these pieces of garbage within 15 seconds of arriving because they would not let them in the church. Two men were armed with a knife, a handgun, fake bomb, timer, and a backpack. Police were unable to negotiate with the vermin who blocked the church doors. But here's the worst part of the story. Here's the worst part of the whole story. One of these Muslim murderers had been convicted of terrorism. He was sent home to live with his rotten parents wearing an electronic bracelet. He was allowed out on unsupervised leave every day between 8:30 and 12:30 p.m. I guess so he could have a job somewhere. Within 30 minutes of being released, he went to the church when the church opened at 9 a.m. The same source said that this church was one of a number of Catholic places of worship on a hit list, which was discovered on an ISIS suspect in April 2015. What does this tell you about France's intelligence agencies? What does it tell us about our DHS under the Wall Street lawyer who is running DHS, who has never mentioned the word ISIS or Islamic terrorism? It's only a matter of time until one of us is killed in this country, or more of us. Five people were held by the vermin during the siege, including the pastor, two nuns, and several poor old worshippers. The alarm was raised by a third nun who escaped from the church, which is located on the outskirts of the city of Rouen. This piece of garbage was known to police and had been arrested in March last year after using his brother's identity to go to Syria. As I said, he was placed under house arrest, and he was supposed to be at home. He was known to security services, twice having been arrested on his way to Syria. He was wearing an electronic bracelet, but he now did it. How many of his fellow travelers are on FBI or DHS watch lists in here, the United States of America? Why are they not being rounded up and put into preventive detention before they kill one of us? Why? Do you have an answer to that? Yes, because of the snake in the White House. Yes, because of Hillary Clinton's hands-off policy on Muslims. Yes, because they're flooding America with as many illegal aliens and as many Islamists as they possibly can in order to permanently warp and change not only demographics, but the will of the people to survive in this country. I've been doing this show for 22 years. At first, it started out with my knowledge of what liberalism is and my attempts to warn you about it, but I never thought it would reach this point, where we have fellow travelers in the highest places of this government who are either looking the other way or working with them because they are complicit in one way or another, in my opinion. I'm speaking with you as though we are in the same room together. If I were a standard radio broadcaster, I would not say such things. I would couch my phrases in ways that would be acceptable to the media. But there's almost no way for me to figure out how to do that. I can't think how to do that. I'd have to have a script written for me on how to couch what I am saying to you in a way that would be acceptable to the political and media class. So I'm speaking directly to you as I would to people in a house. If we had a meeting somewhere in a house about the dire straits we're in because of the weaklings or the fellow travelers, whatever the case may be, who are running this country in particular, and the dangers we are facing from Hillary Clinton, who will not only continue the policies of Barack Obama, but actually escalate and increase the number of immigrants coming into this country. So I'm asking you, what would you do What would you do yourself if you could stop the next Islamic attack? How would you advise the government? I think we've covered some of this, but we haven't covered all of it. What would you do? What are you doing? How have you changed your life? I know I've changed my life. I know I've changed my life in many ways. What are you doing to change your life? How are you running your life differently, knowing that they're all around us and the government won't arrest them? How do you run your life now? Okay, let's take some calls. WMAL, Sam, line 4. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
I got two answers. Personally, I educate people as often as possible about the history of Islam and the history of the West. I'm a high school teacher in D.C., and so I'm allowed to, like, design lesson plans the way I want. The big question you've asked is a good one. I think I would do something which is shut down all immigration. I would disband the Department of Homeland Security, and then I would reinvigorate the FBI. And they have all the apparatus to solve this problem. They just need leadership that's aimed at solving the problem.
So, in other words, when Trump becomes president, the first thing he has to do is replace Comey.
Oh, I think he has to destroy the DHS. Homeland Security is a silly bureaucracy. And then, yes, replace Comey. The tape he made about Hillary, he looked like a hostage making that tape. And if that's
absolutely. He almost looks like he was taken hostage. He was almost saying, I would like to charge her, but I can't. She's committed crimes, but I can't punish her. It's as though they were standing behind the curtain with a loaded gun.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. But there's somebody at the FBI that wants to solve this problem. I bet there's a lot of people, actually, at the FBI that want to solve, and they can. We know they can. And they're legal people. They're smart, and they're well-armed. I think you saw...
All right, so we need to take the handcuffs off the military and the police and all of the federal agencies, and go after them tooth and claw. We need patent, not patent leather, in plain English. That's what I wrote it many, many years ago. We need patent and not patent leather. It's funny, I started yesterday's show with this statement. We've gone from the minuet to the minaret in one administration. I think that summarizes everything that happened today. And the only way to stop this is to fight fire with fire, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Any terrorist who commits such an act, first of all, he's killed on the spot. Secondly, his family is deported. I'm sending you a copy of Scorched Earth. Since you're a teacher, you will appreciate what's in there. This is the Savage Nation, 855-407-2822. What are you doing differently now that you know that ISIS is on the move in the West, that they're at war with you and your way of life? Are you doing anything differently? I don't know if people actually are awakened to the fact that they're here, that they're in this country, that they're everywhere around us. Doesn't this heartbreaking story change anything for you? Doesn't anything change anybody? The man had been ordained in 1958. Where is the Catholic Church? Where is one statement from the guy who runs the Catholic League? How come he's silent all of a sudden? How come he doesn't talk, Mr. Donovan? We need Ray Donovan, not the Donovan who runs the Catholic League. He's a beautiful old man. 80-some-odd years old, survived the Nazis, only to have his throat cut by Muslims brought in by the liberals of France. Now, the fact of the matter is, France still has the power to deport them. They have the power to throw their families out. They have the power to stop the influx. They have all these powers, but they have a socialist running the country. The two men entered the church and screamed, Allah Akbar. Look at this little church in Saint-Étienne-des-Rouvray. Beautiful little stone church. Many of you go to France in the summer. Many of you go and sit in Provence like it's 1955. You're a year in Provence, sipping wine, eating cheese, like it's 1960. And Brigitte Bardot is still in these charming little movies. But no, you see, France was warned by Brigitte Bardot. Do you know what they did to her in France 30 years ago? This great movie star, Brigitte Bardot, this great, great beauty of the 1950s, saw what was happening to France in the 70s. And she started to say, stop bringing in Muslims. Stop bringing them in. They're going to kill all of us. Do you know what they did to her? They arrested her. They charged her with crimes. I don't know whatever the crime was. The same crimes of the type that Hillary Clinton will enact here in America if she, God forbid, seizes maximum power. She will eliminate voices like mine. You know, you could celebrate that if you want, if you're a Prague. but you have to think carefully about what that will lead you to. Do you want me to be silenced? Do you not want to hear about reality? You want to only read garbage like the San Francisco Chronicle or the other liberal newspapers that give you one-tenth of what's really going on? Don't you think that you would like to make up your own mind? Don't you want to hear my point of view by giving you the reality of what I see? Or do you want to live in a police state? I guess if you're a Jerry Brown voter, you want to live in that one-party state of mind where Pelosi reigns supreme. French newspaper Le Figaro reported that the church was suspected to have been on a list of Catholic places of worship in the area around Paris, drawn up as possible targets by an Algerian student arrested last year on suspicion of murdering a mother of one during a botched attempt to attack a church in Villejuif. And they didn't kill this guy? Why don't they execute them? Answer, no death penalty. This is another problem, is that we have to not only restore the death penalty, because it's largely been neutered in America by vermin in the ACLU. Oh, there are so many things that could be done so quickly by Donald Trump. First, you investigate the ACLU and you uncouple the lawyers who are crippling us. The first thing you do is you conduct a congressional investigation of all monies coming in and out of the ACLU. That's the first thing you do. You curtail them by putting them on the run. You make them start defending themselves instead of terrorists. If you start making the ACLU vermin lawyers defend themselves in court instead of defending terrorists, you're already 90% where you want to go. That's the first thing you do is you uncouple the legal gangsters who are crippling this nation. That's the first thing you do. Along with the ACLU is you cripple the New York Civil Liberties Union under that psychotic who's been running it for over 40 years. Number three, you bring back the NYPD surveillance that was done on mosques, and you incorporate that on every mosque in the United States of America. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Well, I put it up on my Facebook with my own headline as though I'm writing a newspaper, because that's fundamentally what I do. Verbally. So with the Facebook now and my website, michaelsavage.com, I write my own headlines rather than the polite newspaper headlines. And here is my headline. Tell me if you find it offensive. Subhumans behead priest in France. Will Obama call it workplace violence? Will he call it a lack of sensitivity to Islam? When will we fight back? The actual headline from the newspaper mirror.co.uk: French church terrorists forced priest to kneel and filmed horror attack. That's not really what it is. 855-400-7282. Then some idiot named Eric Emanuelson, another good liberal, writes this. Savage, help me understand what is it that causes you to hate someone else so much that you use this horrific incident as fodder for your rants. I'm sorry, but what do you think we have been doing in the Middle East? Selling cookies? This is the mindset of the capitulating liberal. This is the mindset of the Hillary Clinton voter. And he says to me on my Facebook, what response should we take in France? Are we so arrogant to think we can tell them how to fight these terrorists in their own country? This is the mind of Eric Emanuelson, who answered me on Facebook. Do you agree that I'm being too hateful in my rage today? Another headline I wrote was, more refugee scum from Syria. This one attacks pregnant German woman with machete. I'll go to another headline on my site. Well, I could go to one after the other, because somebody's got to stand up to. Here's another one. Muslim immigrant killed the children. This was only a week ago. Soros and Hillary are killing the West with open borders. Read this carefully. Verbally assault the liberal the next time they blame you. So my headlines are very direct, and I certainly won't change because of individuals like this who tell me that I'm being too hateful. The fact of the matter is, I don't think I'm being hateful enough, because I think the only solution is fighting terror with terror, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It's the only thing that's ever worked. And by the way, it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what you think, because after enough attacks, no matter who wins the office, they're going to be forced to fight them tooth and claw and deport them. It's going to happen whether I say it or not. Whether I say it or you say it shouldn't be done, it's going to happen. Their families will be deported. The next terror attack or the next one or the next one or the next one or the next one. This constant war of attrition will only be won when their families are deported and we no longer import any more of them. Other than that, you can kiss your life goodbye and you can kiss your nation goodbye. And if you think that's hyperbole, then you really are insane because you don't know history. So how are you changing your life right now is the question. After this French priest story, how are you changing your life? Have you done anything? John on WMAL, I'm sorry, Lee on WABC in New York. Go ahead, please. You've got 50 seconds.
Hi, Michael. Real quick, great listener. You know, you're the best. Anyway, what I've done with my children is I've educated them so they understand the threat we're dealing with. You know, I'm an old JFK Democrat. I'm going to be 60 years old. And, you know, I love you. I love what you're doing. I'm voting for Trump. Every Democrat out there should vote for Trump. What I heard last night, 61 speeches, nothing about ISIS. Nothing about what's happening to us.
Not one American flag in the entire auditorium. Palestinian flags, Soviet flags. What does that tell us about who this witch really is?
She is a socialist. She wants this country to be brought to our knees.
I wouldn't even call her a socialist. That would dignify her. She's not a socialist on the order of Hollande, who may be a true socialist. She is a criminal. She is a gangster who uses appeasing minorities and the poor as an element of her attacks upon sanity itself.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Whether it's a picnic, whether it's a celebration where people are relaxed, or now it's a church with an 88-year-old priest who survived World War II. Can you imagine surviving the Nazi occupation of France and leading a quiet, dignified life as a priest in northern France, and to wake up one day and these two animals, these subhumans, come in and make him kneel down? And they cut his head off at the altar of a church in Normandy? Do you know the significance of Normandy? Does this instill fear in you or hate? It doesn't instill fear in me. It instills hatred in me. Are you afraid of hate? Has hatred been beaten out of your soul? You mean only they're allowed to hate? You mean only Hillary's allowed to hate Trump? You read the Bible. There's a time for love, there's a time for hate, there's a time for peace, there's a time for war. There's a time to live, there's a time to die. Maybe I should read that for you. Maybe you should understand that hatred is part of the human condition. Permanence of political parties. Places of preaching apostates. Lists the Islamic propaganda magazine. They say the goal is to instill fear in their hearts. Well, there's a way to instill fear in their hearts, and you know what that is. That's going to take an actual American running America. It's going to take maximum bombing of their stronghold in Raqqa, where everything is killed, including the innocent. There are no innocent in Raqqa. There are no innocent in Raqqa any more than there were innocent in Berlin. Why do you think the United States of America chose to do the horrible thing of dropping two atomic bombs on a Japan that was already crippled militarily? They had no navy, they had no air force. Their land forces have been defeated, but they continue to fight on to the death in Japan. They refuse to surrender. So what did True Man do? True Man and his advisors, who were real Americans, decided that to save 1 million American servicemen from death, which is what it would have taken to conquer the home islands of Japan, they decided to drop Fat Boy on Hiroshima and the other one on Nagasaki 2 days later. Only when Japan was broken and fear was instilled in the hearts of every Japanese citizen did the Japanese capitulate. There is no other solution to a fanatical enemy who is steeped in hatred from birth, who uses his holy book as a justification to rape, pillage, murder, and cut the head off an 86-year-old priest. There is no other solution. You know, I don't say the French are weak. They're not weak. The leadership is disgustingly weak. The leadership is run by this creature called Hollande, a socialist weakling of the lowest order. And we in America are run by another socialist Islamist here in America, always justifying the attacks of ISIS, always explaining it away, always pretending it's not happening. They're one and the same. I could move now and say if Hillary wins, it's all over. But you all know that already. To me, it's a very clear choice between death and life. Trump is life, Hillary is death. It's that simple. There's no other choice in my mind, but my mind was made up a long time ago. What would you do if you were advising Trump to stop in this society, in America? Do you don't know what I'm talking about? Well, I know it's not in the Daily News because they appease the masses in New York City. It's not in the New York Post. They buried it under a naked picture of a slut from Hollywood or some moron basketball star. No, you won't believe it. If you look at the newspapers, your hair could stand up. Take a look what the New York Post became under Murdoch Jr. Michael Jackson was obsessed with my son. It hasn't been this hot in New York City in nearly 15 years. Donald Trump had a tantrum over air conditioning. Harrison Ford's broken leg fall to film company. TV psychic dies at 53. The deals that failed before Cubs-Yankee trade reality. This is what Murdoch's children have turned the newspaper into. So you have to scroll down and down and down. And listen to the headline they put about around this atrocity. Listen to how they twisted it in order to make sure Islam is never mentioned. France church where priest was killed came up on ISIS hit list. Who is the affirmative action moron who they hired who wrote that? Who is the idiot that the Murdochs hired to write that headline? France church where priest was killed came up on ISIS hit list? Even a stupid journalist couldn't write something like that. Who was it written by? Pocahontas wrote that headline? Bill de Blasio's son wrote that headline? This is what the headline is in the New York Post. But go elsewhere. You can't find it anywhere else. Let's go to the LA Times. What's the headline? Nothing. Campaign update. Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer expected to make a case for Hillary Clinton tonight. No kidding. No, they're going to make a case for Donald Trump. Let's go to the next newspaper. Let's try another one. Wait. Here's the joke of jokes. Here's the joker in the deck. My hometown newspaper. SF Gate. DNC 2016. Hillary Clinton launches new app for election. Al Franken does this. Blah, blah, blah. Not one mention. Not one mention of the beheading of a priest in France. I would say shame on the drug addicts and the sickos at the SF Gate, but there is no shame permitted in a non-human. Non-humans cannot have shame. This is the problem here. We have non-humans running the media. They've ceased being humans. They have no connection to humanity. Now, here's the subtext of the story. The vermin who did this, the subhumans who did this, were on watch lists in France. One of the Muslim terrorists, a 19-year-old subhuman who lived close to the church in Normandy, France, was jailed for terrorist offenses following a short trial in France before being released on March 2nd this year. One of these killers of the priest was supposed to be living with his parents with an electronic tag. This is what happens when you have the weakness of a socialist government, as you see with Hollande, who is so interested in the law. But of course, the law didn't protect the priests, the priest, did he? Just as the law has not protected the Germans nor the French in all of the other terror attacks, the law is not working. And when the law is not working, what you have to do is establish new laws. New laws that are harsh. Truck attack in Nice, 84 killed. Axeman in Germany injures 5 in Würzburg. Shooting rampage in Munich kills 9. Bomber kills himself, injures 15 in Ansbach. Machete wielder kills woman, pregnant woman in Rutlingen, Germany. July 26, priests executed in Rouen by Muslim fanatics. There is only one question, which is how do we stop them in America? Because most of you don't care about Europe. Most of you could care less about France or Germany or Italy or England. Most of you care only about your own safety, which is quite human. And I was thinking about this morning. I said in order for a war to be fought, people have to be organized. They have to be motivated. They have to be marshaled. They have to be told they're at war. They have to be made vigilant, and they need to be told how to fight the war. Well, they're at war with you. What are you waiting for, a bomb to go off in your daughter's elementary school so you can go and get balloons and clowns and flowers and put them outside the elementary school and go about business as usual? You can't let them do that to you. We're told by the FBI director before he was shamed during the email scandal, which is a shame to even mention, before he lost all credibility during the Hillary email scandal, the FBI director, Mr. Comey, told us there were at least 1,000 Muslims on the terrorist watch list in America. That means what? What does it mean that they have 1,000 Muslims? I didn't say Muslims, of course. That would be racial profiling. 1,000 people. 1,000 people on a terrorist watch list. What would you do if you were advising President Trump with these 1,000 people on the terrorist watch list? I know what I would do. It would be what any sane nation would do immediately. You would round them all up and put them in detention. You would put them in detention in prisons. And then you would hold speedy trials and deport those who you deem unworthy of residence here in the United States. You would execute any of those individuals who were complicit in planning or executing any murders here or abroad. But Obama continues to pretend that there is no war. Obama says there is no war with Islam. Well, I hope he's right. I truly hope he's right. To be frank with you, I hope he's right. And I hope his pacifism has protected lives instead of increased the number of deaths. I've got to tell you, I hope that his liberal pacifism is responsible for the relatively few deaths here in America. Because we're all sitting and waiting for the next one to occur. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. All right, so we could focus on the Democrat convention. They finally put up American flags. They realized that they were showing their true colors, which was red. And I want to say this. If you think it's bad, it is very bad, but it just got worse. The criminal in the White House just did something that is so beyond the pale of legality. I don't know how there is no outcry in Congress other than to say there is no Congress anymore. Are you ready for this? Please don't get upset. Barry Obama just did something that is so outside the law that any sane nation would have him immediately impeached, if not arrested. He did this without Congress, without the Supreme Court, without the people. White House announces surge for Central American refugees. The new program goes beyond children and it allows uncles, aunts, grandparents to apply. Stephen Dinon, Washington Times. The criminal Obama administration on Tuesday invited thousands of new Central Americans to apply for refugee status in the U.S., creating a new path to bring in not only the vulnerable children fleeing the region, which is a lie unto itself, but also their parents, adult siblings, and even aunts, uncles, and grandparents, listen, or others claiming to be related to the so-called children. Criminal officials in the Obama regime said they have no guess as to how many people might apply, but said it could be significant. The surge could be very significant, and they said it will be a lasting trend. Officials also announced that Costa Rica has agreed to start accepting refugees who are deemed emergency cases that need to quickly get out of danger in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador while they await final acceptance into the Holy Land of the United States or another country. The criminals in the Obama administration said the goal is for individuals who have legitimate humanitarian claims not to take the perilous journey and to really accept our outstretched arm of relief and proceed with those claims in a safe and orderly way, said Deputy Homeland Security Secretary, a criminal in my opinion, Alejandro Mayorkas, a member of La Raza. The U.S. 2 years ago announced the, well, you get the picture. And last night at the Democrat convention, they had a little 11-year-old girl with this heartbreaking speech. Let's hear it now on the Savage Nation.
Even when I was little, my parents were always crying, but I didn't understand why. Soy Americana. I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada. My parents came here looking for a better life, for the American dream. El sueño
sure.
Americano.
Yeah,
American
dream.
But I don't feel
dream.
Brave every day.
No,
most days, I'm scared. I'm scared that at any moment, my mom and my dad will be forced to leave. And I wonder, what if I come home and find it empty?
Well, you go with mommy and daddy back to where they came from. It's a better country with less racist people. It's simple as that. Everything free in America. You remember the song from West Side Story going back to the 50s or 60s? I like to be in America. Everything free in America. There's nothing new under the sun. It's called the insanity of the welfare state. It's called greed. And now we close with Turn, Turn, Turn on this very sad day in the United States of America and the world.